Blog Talk Radio.
It's Crown Talk time with Burgundy. I'm your host, Burgundy Mallory. Welcome to the special edition of Crown Talk with Burgundy. Happy International Women's Day. International Women's Day is celebrated on March 8th every year. It commemorates the movement for women's rights. We want to collaborate with women's achievement throughout history and across the nation. Question of the show, what woman has inspired you and why? Send in your answers or shout out via email at crowntalkwithburgundy@gmail.com, or you can call into the show at 646-668-8147. We would love to hear your answers and shout outs, and we'll be doing this throughout the weekend. Celebrating this International Women's Day, we have Opal Guillory, Courtney Heyer, and Mrs. Rebecca Kraft from the Miss University International Pageant Internship Organization. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How are you all today or this evening?
Great.
Doing well.
How are you?
Doing well.
I am doing wonderful. Well, ladies, I want you to introduce yourself to us, starting with Miss Opal.
Hi, everybody. My name is Opal Guillory. I'm from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I am an executive board member, a guidance Glenda, Miss Universe VT coordinator and Kappa Nu Pi member, and I am also Glenda herself for the MUI organization.
Good evening, everybody. My name is. I'm sorry.
You're good.
You can go, Courtney.
Oh. Bad Opal. I'm sorry, guys. Good evening. My name is Courtney Heyer. I am with the Miss Universe V organization. I am the Miss Universe VT International of 2017. I am from Mobile, Alabama, and I've been doing this pageant in the pageant industry for about 12 years now.
And Miss Rebecca.
Good evening, Crown Talk with Burgundy listeners. My name is Rebecca Kraft, and I am your 2017-2018 Mrs. University Global, as well as Miss University Pageant Internship Guidance Glenda, Kappa Nu Pi member, pageant mom, and I've been in pageantry with my daughter for 12 years.
We definitely have some well-qualified ladies on the show today, so we're very excited to have them on this evening. Prior to jumping into some questions and conversation with these powerful women, I would like to thank LuLaRoe, Jimmy Height, for their amazing sponsorship. Every piece has its own story. Now, unfortunately, Mrs. Mary could not be with us today because she is under the weather. So we love you and we miss you, and we're sending many prayers that you get to feeling better. So now we're going to jump into some questions coming from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. For Opal, now Opal, they
okay.
Advice do you have for staff members at pageants who have raging parents who are rude to the staff members?
That is a very good question. I have found that when it comes to parents who are very aggravated or agitated, it's always best to try to take a step back, take a deep breath, put on a smile, and try to talk calmly and smoothly, and you have to remember that the parents want what's best for the child. So by you getting aggravated with the parents, you're just doing harm to the child. So you always have to remember that you are in the service industry and try to say everything nicely with a smile.
I agree with you on that, and I can recognize what you said. Talk to them calmly and smoothly, and they want what's best for their child. So, of course, they're going to be
outraged, but however, you have to be the bigger person and make sure that everybody's calm in the situation and figure out the best solution for that situation. Our next question comes from Atlanta, Georgia, for Ms. Courtney. They've asked, as an international title holder, what has been the difference between holding a state title and an international title?
So that's a really good question. Honestly, as a state title holder, I have done volunteering within my state, but as an international title holder, I have gone outside of my state to volunteer with other organizations. I've broadened, I know, my platform, especially with suicide awareness. I've not only outreached with Alabama, but I have done a lot of like volunteering with other states, including Iowa, and then just spreading the word. As an international title holder, you are going outside of your comfort zone with state, and you are taking it further as an international title holder. You're taking it from different states to maybe even different countries. It's all about how you put yourself out there as an international title holder.
Wonderful. Wonderful that you, that Courtney has gone out of her way and gone out of her state to represent her title and what her platform stands for in other states. She's traveled thousands of miles, I know, this year. Yes, and I have to say this just because she is one of my best friends. So is Opal, and Opal will laugh at this. She takes Big Al with her. As an adventurous
I really think Big Al needs like a travel log.
Yes, so you will be able to always see where she's going to be making an appearance at, because you will see Big Al with her as well. So that's really cute, and I love how she does that with her platform. Now, our next question comes from Las Vegas, Nevada, from Mrs. Rebecca, and they've asked, if you were given the chance to change something in your pageant past, what would it be and why?
Thank you for that question. Shout out to Las Vegas. If I could change one thing in pageantry that I've learned, it is to step back and let your daughters do their thing. Sometimes us moms get in the way, and they lose their focus and they're distracted during their pageant week or their pageant weekends. So a lot of things that I've had to learn to come to grips with over the 12 years that I've been in pageantry with Courtney is I had to take a step back and let her be the leader. So that's kind of tough for moms. And when you have younger girls, you still are in the end with your daughter. But as an older adult title holder, you have to step back and let them lead and be responsible for their time management, getting to events and making sure they know their role. So let them just lead the way and let them do their thing.
I agree. Even though we love our moms, especially in the Miss University International Organization, we love our mothers, which we have the mother-daughter team. You and Courtney are a mother-daughter team. But
yes,
you as guidance, Glenda, as well, you taught a lot of our older ladies, hey, you need to lead, you need to be responsible with your time management, are you turning in your assignments on time, is everything corrected correctly? So I think from coming to you as a mother and a title holder, you've seen both spectrums of both sides.
I do.
We're going to take a momentary break, and I would like to thank two of our sponsors, Blog Talk Radio, Radio Made Just For You, and Double Exposure Boot, More In-Depth Recruitment. Remember, we are still live with Opal, Courtney, and Mrs. Rebecca. We're going to keep going on with some more questions. Now, this question is for me, and it's for everybody. What's relevant about pageants? Courtney?
In my personal opinion, with the relevant with being relevant into pageantry, I take it as a big learning tool. Whether you win or, you bring home that state, national, regional, international title or not, you still learn from your experience. And even as a international title holder, you're still learning on a daily basis about the pageant industry. The biggest thing for me has been the skills with interviewing. I've gone through job interviews. I just went through one recently, and because of pageantry, I didn't stumble on what I was trying to think of saying. I was able to go through my answers calmly, collectively, and that's how pageantry has been really relevant in my personal life and my personal opinion. It's the skills that you learn. Like I said, whether you bring home that state, regional, national, international title, you're still learning on a daily basis. It's a learning tool, and that's how I take it. You know, I learn every day different things about the pageant industry, and even during, you know, competition weeks, I'm continuously learning more and more every day.
Okay, Opal?
I would have to say that, like, I've been in the pageant industry for 24 years now. I started when I was 4, and one thing that I've learned and that keeps it relevant is learning about myself and about other people. In the pageantry world, you never know who you're going to come across. You can meet someone from across the country, from a different mm-hmm. country, from across the world, and make a connection that you might not have anywhere else. And through those connections and those bonds, you can take steps forward in not only your career, but your personal life. And to me, what makes it even more relevant is I like to do pageants that have a cause behind them. So if I can use that platform of pageantry to help promote autism awareness, or my recent title is one that is for Special Olympics. And I can mm-hmm. travel around the state of Louisiana promoting Special Olympics, which is a cause dear to my heart, then it's a win-win for everybody. I get to go out and meet new people and make wonderful friends and memories and also help to support a great cause. So I think that's how pageantry stay relevant, is you're able to make connections that you might not otherwise make.
Thank you, Opal. And for those that are just now joining us live, the question is, what's relevant about pageants? Ms. Rebecca?
There is plenty that's relevant about pageantry, but one thing that I've learned is empowering women throughout your platform, being able to be their cheerleader. You don't know the roads that some of our girls have gone through. You may have a similar story to them that will relate to them, where you can empower them and motivate and inspire them to be the best that they are, and let them know that, hey, you are loved, you're beautiful just the way you are. You don't have to change your outward appearance just because somebody else wants you to. Don't follow the social lead, but, you know, take a more stance of you are beautiful just the way you are. And that's been a big thing for me growing up. I didn't have that kind of confidence. And so confidence is a big, big booster for me and other girls. And so I think having that self-confidence and being able to empower others and know that you're on the same team as a sister, it makes it easier for you as you go into the pageantry industry to build those relationships with others. And you learn throughout your sisterhood about your other sisters, and you may have gone through a situation that they haven't. So you're able to help them in that respect as far as building them up. We should always build up, not tear down. So I think that's very important in our industry, and also know that not every pageant is like what you see on TV. It's nothing like that. Courtney's been a natural pageant since she started, and so you can't just go by what's on TV. You have to get out there and try it and try something new. If it doesn't work for you, try another system. Just keep trying. Don't ever give up.
Thank you, Ms. Rebecca. And I acknowledge all these amazing ladies' opinions. Moreover, in my opinion on this question is, pageants are positively relevant for women of all ages in this impeccable sport. It lets you share your voice with a crown and a sash. In addition, it lets you expand your horizon within the industry from not only as an influential title holder, but as a staff member, director, producer, coach, and et cetera. And the list can go on. So that's
yes.
my opinion on what's relevant about pageants. But we have so many more questions going on. And the next one's from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, for Ms. Opal.
Woo-hoo!
And it asked, what is the one issue you see title holders make?
The one issue that I see a lot of title holders making would have to be in getting the word out about their pageant. A lot of times people are scared to go out and talk to people. And to me, that's part of the fun and the joy. And I guess coming from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where we have fair and festivals almost every single weekend throughout the year, we have so many opportunities to go to different festivals and to meet new people. And as we're celebrating the cattle festival, we can be promoting Special Olympics at the same time. So I think a lot of title holders are timid and they don't know how to get out there, but it's really just as simple as looking on the internet to see what kind of awareness walks are coming in your area, what kind of theater shows are coming on. It's really not that hard to get involved. People are scared to, and it's one of those, once you give it a try, you might find out that you really enjoy it, and it's something you look forward to every year. I just wish title holders would kind of break out of their shells and take that little leap of faith and go to that random park down the street in their crown and banner.
Preach, Opal, preach. Thank you, Opal, for that answer. I don't think I need to even say anything else. Our next question is from Denver, Colorado, for Miss Courtney. They've asked, how will you use your experience to better your career?
That's a really good question. Shout out for Denver. Honestly, to further myself with my experiences in pageantry, I use my pageantry skills background, and I actually put it toward my daily, like, non-pageant life. So anytime I go for interviews for a job or volunteering or reaching out in my community, I use all the skills that I have taken from pageantry to help further my career with that. I'm able to go to walks and not only promote what I do and put a better name on the pageant society. Honestly, it's easier to use those skills because you're stepping out of your comfort zone. You're meeting people who you wouldn't even think that you would be meeting. And that's furthering my career now. I mean, like I said, I just had a job interview a few days ago, and without the skills from pageantry, with my interview skills or my poise skills, honestly, I couldn't tell you if I would have gotten that job or not, but because of the skills that I do have, that is furthering my career inside pageantry and outside pageantry. So just take from what you learn with your state titles or regional titles, or even when you're competing for those titles, take what you have learned from your interviews or your poise or however you carry yourself and use that in everyday life, because it will get you somewhere to where you are furthering your personal career and your pageant career.
Networking.
Yes. Thank you, Court. Now, Miss Rebecca, you have a question from Birmingham, Alabama. They've asked, what would you say to individuals that are thinking about being a title holder with ages 25 plus?
Ooh, thank you, Birmingham. That is a wonderful question. I would have never in a million years thought that I would be holding a title at 45 years of age. the one thing I would say is that there are pageant systems out there where you can go out there and support your cause and go out there and promote that organization that you're with. That is a very good question, Burgundy. I would just have to say that it don't matter your age. It doesn't matter what your ethnic background is. It doesn't matter your culture. We embrace all women. That's the beauty of having an international title is there's women across the world that are making a difference and an impact every day, and it doesn't matter what age you are. You can make an impact today or tomorrow for others. So just keep impacting the world with your positive feedback and your positivity of your experience in pageantry.
Yes, and ladies and gentlemen, just to give you a little insight about Mrs. Rebecca, she is one of the best international title holders that MUI has. If you go on Crown Talk with Burgundy, we're going to be featuring one of her articles. We have many of them on there. If you go under MUI's social media sites, her articles are amazing. She's always on time with all of her work. She is making appearances. When we went to New York, we presented her with her brand new crown and sash, and I don't think Miss Rebecca ever took it off.
No. Slept in it. She did sleep in it.
She had her crown and sash on until the time she got it, and so I think before she went to bed. So she is very proud about having her title and being able to, you know, be 45, and she doesn't even look it, but still be 45 and represent her title as if she is 19 years old. So we love that about Okay, ladies. Well, we have another question from moi. I've asked, do you believe that directors select their title holders in advance? Now, I know we all love the positivity in pageantry, but on my show, I look at good, the bad, and the ugly, and we know, unfortunately, there is the ugly side of the pageant industry that things happen. So do you believe that directors select their title holders in advance?
Okay, I'll begin. I think that...
Oh.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. No, is that Miss Rebecca?
Yeah, so it was Miss Rebecca.
Okay, Miss Rebecca, you can go, and then Courtney, and then Opal, you can go.
Okay, thank you. I believe that pageant directors are the best in the pageantry industry as far as knowing what their system is and what their mission is, what their values and goals are, and I believe that they are looking at title holders that are, you know, competing and vying for the title. I think that they do look at those girls and they want the title holder that's going to bring the most responsibility, that's professional, that can promote the organization. I think they just have an idea of, you know, just like at a job when you go in for an interview, they know what they're looking for. They know what they want to represent their organization. So to some degree, I do believe that pageant directors do know in advance. They may not say nothing and they may not interact with that girl one-on-one, but I think that they're looking. We're always being looked at. It doesn't matter if you're at home or in your community, if you're volunteering somewhere. If you have your crown and your sash on, you are being looked at, and they're watching your behavior and your actions and how you are representing that organization. How you represent the organization is going to determine if someone else is going to want to be in your footsteps. So, you know, I think that they do, to a certain degree, look at their contestants, and they know who they want to best represent their organization.
Yeah. Courtney?
It's a real tough question, but it is also a very real question for the pageant industry. In my personal opinion, I do believe that directors, to a certain point, kind of off what Miss Rebecca had said, they look at you with your pageant life, but they also look on your social media and they see what kind of a person you are as a title holder. Now, with that also being said, I believe that even though directors do look at their title holders, when you go in to compete, for me, it all comes down to the judges. Yes, the director gets a say in, you know, what they're looking for to represent. Pageantry is a company, and that's their baby. They're looking to see who is going to represent their company and their name brand. But at the same time, I believe that the judges have a big say-so in that. And it all, for me, it comes down to the wire of the girl and the judges. You know, you have to carry yourself in a professional manner inside and outside competition, with social media, how you portray yourself online with either Facebook, Instagram, you know, Twitter, all the social media websites that you have. Directors look at that. And I've known from a personal standpoint, you know, just having directors look at who you are and knowing who you are. I feel directors can tell what type of person you will be or what type of title holder you'll be just by looking off of your social media, because you learn a lot from everybody's social media pages. So that would have to be my answer. It's a mixed yes. Directors do look at their title holders to see who will portray their brand name the best, but at the same time, it comes down to the girl and the judges, and that would be the best way I could explain that.
Helpful. Having been a judge myself a number of times, I can say that there are directors out there that do handpick their queen.
Mm-hmm.
The problem they have is if they come to a judge like myself, who I will listen to you because you are paying me, you're employing me as a judge, but that doesn't mean necessarily that I will agree with everything. I like to judge off of that day. I do not like to be told that I have to pick somebody because they might not be the best fit for the system. I've also seen judges that will take whatever the director tells them and just do whatever. I've had directors not necessarily pick who they wanted as their winner, but they kind of gave the judges a little bit of, like, this would be my top five girls to pick from, so I'm okay with any of these five that you, like, so they give them a short list, kind of like in a dog show, and that how you have that short list of the top 10. Well, sometimes you do go into a pageant and you know those heavy hitters that are going to be in that top 10, and it's inevitable. It's one of those things that we try not to do, but you know that they're consistent. So it really should depend on the child that day. But sadly, it doesn't always work out like that.
Right.
Especially if you have directors that get repeat judges.
Yeah.
Because they could have, I've had it happen to me. I've had a judge tell me, you were better yesterday. It's like, okay, but you're not supposed to judge me from what I did yesterday or last year. But those were my comments. And it's like, so I'm not sure that they always pick their winners, but some directors definitely try to guide. To me, it's more of the judges and how they view their jobs, if they want to do it fairly or if they're easily swayed.
Yes. Well, thank you, ladies, so much for answering the question. And before we come to the end of our show, I'm going to say a little bit about that. You have to understand, I've contemplated with this question, but with me being a judge, me being a competitor, it is happening to me at some point in the pageant industry. You have to understand, they do an extensive search on the girl. It's who's significant to their system. Is your family willing to travel? It just depends on the system. But also, I want you to think of these questions. How long have you indulged into this system? And do they want a fresh face, or do they want somebody that's put out the money for their system? So think about those questions. Well, ladies, we have come to the end of our show. Thank you so much for coming on the show and just sharing your thoughts about the pageant industry.
Thank you for those excellent questions, and thank you for having us tonight.
Yes, thank you for having us.
I've enjoyed it. This has been a blast.
Okay, bye, ladies.
Bye.
Bye.
Remember, you can follow the Miss Universe B International Pageant Internship Program at University International, Twitter at Miss Universe B International, Facebook Miss Universe B International, or at Universe B. Or you can visit their website, www.missuniverzv.wixsite.com/UNIVERZV. Internationals is June 19th through 22nd, 2018, in Orlando, Florida, at the Cabana Bay Beach Resort. I hope you had a wonderful evening, and until next time, I leave you with, you're never too young to be a role model.